Yeah, we're live. So this is Songwriters Guild Live. We've got two acts today. We got Lindsay Clark from the US, and we got Luke Watterson from the UK. No, Ireland, I believe.
Ireland, UK.
Kind of Ireland, UK. Okay, yeah. And we're going to start out with Lindsay Clark. Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I see you brought a friend.
Yes.
Can you introduce her to us?
This is my friend Harunand, and she's been singing with me for the tour that I've been on in Europe the past month or so. She's also a songwriter, and she plays under the name Foxtail Tales.
That's a good name. I like
Thank
that.
Yeah. Thanks.
So I'm going to have you on the show sometime later, hopefully.
Yay. Yes.
All right, good. Let's first start with a song and talk later then.
This song is called Lovers, and it's on my last record, which is called Crystalline.
Yeah, great. Woo! It's awesome. You're touring together, and is that a new thing for you, or?
Yeah, we just started. Well, we kind of actually just met on this tour, so we've learned some of these songs as we've been traveling.
You met on the on stage or something? How did you meet?
More online.
We met actually sort of online, yeah.
Yeah.
And then she lives in Italy, and so I was starting the tour in Italy, and we ended up connecting there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where's the tour taking you?
Well, we started in Italy, so there was some in Italy, and then Switzerland, Germany, and then here.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing in Belgium, and then, yeah, so.
And where are you playing in the Netherlands?
There's one more show left tomorrow in Amsterdam at
I know that one.
I'm afraid to say the rest of it because I don't know how to pronounce it.
Pakhuis de Zwijger.
Okay.
Yeah, so now you know.
Yeah, so that's tomorrow night and
That's good. Yeah. I put it up on Facebook, so it's legit. tomorrow. Could you do, maybe you want to do another song?
Sure, yeah. I'm just going to have to tune this.
Oh yeah, another tuning. What tuning are you using for this song?
This one is Dadgad.
Oh yeah.
D-A-D-G-A-D.
That's,
which is like the majority of my songs these days.
Oh, okay.
Written in this tuning for some reason.
Huh. What is the... what do you like about this tuning?
Yeah, I don't know specifically. I just feel like the sounds that come out of it are more interesting to me than the ones that come out of standard tunings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, kind of makes for more interesting harmonies, I think. It's like more modal, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the name of the song?
This one is called Little Dove.
All right.
Yeah.
Little dove of my eyes.
Yeah, great. Woo! You're from Portland, Oregon nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
What's the scene like over there?
There's a lot of music happening there, and a lot of art, and a lot of It feels like a very creative place, which is nice and exciting. And music-wise, there's all different stuff happening there, but definitely a lot of songwriters and folk music.
Yeah.
As well, yeah.
There's a lot of sessions that you can visit and stuff. Is it vibrant in that way?
Yeah, there's shows happening, lots of shows happening every night. So
it's kind of
a lot to take in, I think.
But
yeah, there's always something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So writing songs, do you have a special way of writing songs, or how do you, what's your process?
I don't really. It's somewhat spontaneous, but I do like try to not to go too long without writing.
Oh yeah, that's
good. I'm always
one.
Like in the habit of writing usually.
Yeah.
Not so much this month because I'm like traveling a lot. But yeah, just trying to always be in the habit of writing and then just like tuning into my feelings and trying to write something.
So like a muscle you have to flex.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. All right. Let's go to the other artist. We have Luke Watterson in the corner. Well, not really a corner, but. Yeah. And we want to hear your music as well.
Okay.
So we're gonna make a little switch, and get Luke Watterson behind the mic.
I was on my phone, but I was listening, and I always think of words. So when I hear songs, it make me think of other ideas. So it's nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Also trying to get some lights on the artist. That's working.
As long as I'm not in the way for being left-handed.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a story to that, you told me. You're not a real lefty.
I don't know what happened.
You just got a left-handed guitar, but you write with your right hand.
I am right-handed, but for some reason when I play a guitar, I prefer it on this side.
Yeah.
I feel like my hand feels better there, like I've got a good grip. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, this feels good. When I first tried to play right-handed, I just couldn't grip it. You know, if you switch hands, it feels weak or something, like you don't have the strength.
Yeah.
So that's what I felt like, I think. So when I felt right here, I was like,
that's what you need.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Okay, good. Let's start with a tune.
Yeah. Let's see. I've got this one I've written, I think, about a couple of years ago. It's called I Just Can't Stop. So hopefully it does stop at some point. I just can't stop thinking, remaking you. I just can't resist these feelings. You know I'm gonna lose. Can't you know out my head. Don't want you know out my air. I just can't stop begging more from you. I just can't resist my well-being. You know I'm gonna lose. Can't you know out my head. Don't want you know out my head. You know what, I can't sleep. I can feel you skin deep. I can't be alone with you. No, not me. Can't make it true. You know I can't sleep. I can feel you skin deep. I can't be alone with you. No, not me. I can't make a troll. Oh. Did it come to this, as I start to break a sweat? Don't make me regret, 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 regret. I can't fall in love again, but man, should I pretend? Will it ever end, 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 end? Did it come to this, as I start to break a sweat? Don't make me regret, 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 regret. I can't fall in love again, but man, should I be 10? Should it ever end, 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 end? Know that I can't sleep. I can feel you skin deep. I can't be alone with you. No, not me. I can't make it true. Oh, you know that I can't sleep. I can feel you skin deep. I can't be alone with you. No, not me. I can't make it true. Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Cheers. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks.
So, you told me you're, this is a bit confusing. You told me you're from UK and Ireland.
Yeah, well, I'm from, born in the north of Ireland, which is part of UK.
Oh, so yeah, Belfast, yeah, that's true.
That's the city I'm from.
Yeah. Right.
But the thing is, like, because of the whole border things, I've got quite a lot of different families down south as well. So, I've got, well, my original origin is Irish.
Yeah.
But because I was born in Belfast, I had an Irish and a UK identity.
Yeah.
Because of the whole thing in the 70s and stuff during the Troubles, it mm-hmm. was very split.
Yeah.
But it's great now is that it's not as bad as it used to be, and so many people where I am are so open-minded and pick what they want to choose, you know, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all right now. But though there's the Brexit thing, it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. So I think I prefer to be in Europe still, so I'll probably stick to the Irish heritage.
Yeah.
And I, you know.
But do you have both passports and stuff?
I have an Irish passport. I was born with an Irish passport. And Irish national identity and stuff too. But you do have that choice if you want to be part of UK, like Scotland, England, Wales kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just a weird place to be when I was brought up, because it's confusing, because people walk down the street and go, oh, I'm British, and then some people go, I'm Irish, and I'm like, okay.
But yeah, you're from the island, right?
Island of Ireland, north of Ireland, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
because
where I
for me, it's like it's just one island, you know?
Oh, that's the way I see it too. Like, it's not a big deal at all. And actually, a lot of people see it that way too, and no one cares. It's all good, like, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, it's quite funny. But like where I am, it's always very popular for the Titanic, you know, the whole shipyard thing. And then
that's Belfast, or?
Yeah. Right. The Titanic was built in Belfast, and then they have like a museum of all the parts that they were able to bring back and restore and all.
Ah,
so
okay.
A lot of people come over because of the movie. So James Cameron, we could thank.
Yeah.
And then there's Game of Thrones as well. It's quite a popular show.
Yeah.
I haven't watched much of it, but it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's
just, yeah, I heard.
Yeah, spread out like. So.
But you're living right. Where are you living right now then?
I live in Alkmaar right now, which is up from Amsterdam. Alkmaar.
Alkmaar.
Is that how you say?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I kept saying Alkmaar. I can't get it right. Facebook accent.
Well, it's actually Alkmaar.
Alkmaar.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I've seen this quote, say cheese, say Alkmaar, everywhere, so...
It is a big cheese country, that's true.
Oh, cheese obsessed, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a good wee part, actually. I really like it up there. It's like a mini Amsterdam.
It is.
It's quite good for music as well.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, there's also a songwriter's community there.
There is, yeah, yeah. It's very beautiful there, and I go busking, so I play in the area, and people are so nice, you know.
Yeah.
So when I play, people dance, kids come over, more chuck money in. So people get the cameras out and stuff. So it's quite fun, actually. So they're quite more involved, but I think it's because they don't get that much in the streets, buskers. You know?
Right.
Where I am, there's buskers every corner. Every street, there's a busker, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fine to do it anywhere where I am, like, you know, so there's never any problems with police or anything like that. So
that's good.
Yeah.
So Alkmaar's a relaxed city.
Yeah,
then.
It's very relaxed, but I think because I was there, it was... very different for them to hear different music and different styles and stuff in the streets. So
I'm sure they will like it.
Oh yeah, they did. It was quite
knowing
good.
Them.
Yeah,
they're into that stuff.
Yeah. They're quite open. That's quite.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you're just basically you're resident here, right?
I'm resident here till the 5th of November, and then I'm in Germany, Leipzig, I think it's called.
Oh, so you are moving then?
Yeah, I'm kind of funny enough doing what you're doing, moving about. So.
But then, with longer periods.
Yeah, well, Germany is meant to be the stronghold for a wee while. And then after that, I'm going to try France. I've never been to France yet either.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to visit France.
Yeah.
For the food and for the music. I love French music, so.
Yeah, it's
really
great.
Go for that,
and the French are great. Yeah. I love French people.
Yeah.
So Leipzig, that's in the east. That's a beautiful town as well.
I heard it's very good for the arts at the moment. It's meant to be like the new Berlin at the moment. So
yeah, it is. It's cheaper.
Really check it. Yeah, it's so cheap. Yeah, I was really happy with that because, you know, being a musician, it's not a cheap job. It's a very expensive hobby.
Yeah. And it has a large art community because of the art school there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do another song?
Yeah. All right. Let's see. This song's actually about where I'm from. And it's kind of about the conflict I was brought up with. Kind of like, you know, the Cranberries, Zombie?
Mm-hmm.
That song's based in Belfast. It's all about what happened there, you know, during the
Jones
and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
this is kind of like my upbringing in it. So it's called Can You Feel the Sunshine? So don't worry, it's not too depressing. So
it sounds like a good title, yeah.
Cheers. Please show me we can get along. Father, please tell me what did all go wrong. Son, it's for the best to lay it all down to rest. You can feel the sunshine like I tell you I feel now, lying through your teeth, like I tell you I feel right now. Hear the riots in the street, no open air, a cloth full of lies. Oh, I can see it in your eyes. Can you feel the sunshine? Yeah. Thank you.
back to your graves. I will not be a slave. I'm marching down in heavy chains. Just let sink in, feel my pain. Well, I'm sorry for what I am. You say sit, but I'd rather stand. Can you feel the sunshine? Like I tell you, I feel right now. Lying through your teeth. Like I tell you how I feel right now. Get a riots in the street. No red hair, cloth full lies. I can see it in your eyes. Can you feel the sunshine? Can you feel the sunshine? Yeah. Mother, please show me where we can get along. Father, please tell me what did all go wrong. Son, it's for the best to lay it all down to rest. And I can feel the sunshine. Can you feel the sunshine? 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 Can you feel the sunshine?
Great stuff, man.
Cheers. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks.
So, talking about songwriting, how did you write this song? You tell me a little bit about it.
I remember I was in Scotland. I was in a little tiny room in Edinburgh. And I think I was just something I never really opened up about when I was younger, just because I think everyone was really to themselves. Like, I was born in the early 90s, and I was near the end of the Troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, you just kept things to yourself. You didn't speak about it. But then, you know, which is great, what I love about where I'm from is people are very forgiving, so in the future people were a bit more open about how they felt and feel, and they even had communities where people were able to discuss how it was for them, you know. Most of it was positive, actually, you know.
Mm.
But for me, I just kind of wanted to show and express how I felt through the eyes of a child when I was a kid, and what I seen and what I was brought up with in the area where I was from. And in a way, I tried to write it to show people that we shouldn't go back there. It should be more forward from now. And people shouldn't ignore their thoughts, you know, be able to talk and open up about how they feel. I think it's very important,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I think that's why I try to get the message across is, you know, whatever you go through, it's good to open up and to express how you feel.
Yeah.
And that's what that song does for me. So, yeah, it's a good way to use it as a medicine, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you use that music? Is that also for yourself?
I do it for myself, but also what I try to do with my music is I kind of I noticed this thing with musicians, you know, you get a lot of really amazing songwriting artists, and there's two types, unfortunately. There's the types that want to get as many likes,
mm-hmm.
there's the types that really are in it for the music.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky enough, there's hardly any of that, and there's more people want to do it for the music. So when I was writing and making trying to make an album, I kind of want to do it for the people. So I want to write an album that's for people to listen to. It's got a roller coaster ride of a mix of happy and sad and angry, a bit of everything, you know, that people can relate and help. You know, I like helping people, and I kind of want to do that with my records, like a medicine for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the idea, is to have a bit of fun, crack, and enjoy the music and enjoy the roller coaster ride that takes you on, you know.
So you're saying you got an album then? Or is it?
I've got a lot of songs, but not an album. I am on the process in that, and that's actually why I'm going to Germany as well.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple of really good studios, and they have amazing engineers.
Okay.
And I was talking to a few of them from over there in that area of Leipzig, and they're quite good price as well, funny enough.
Oh, yeah. So it's a commercial studio you're going to.
So
it's not
really,
like a friend of a friend.
And the good thing about there is people help each other out. So any artist would help another artist out. Do album work or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So do favors for guitar lessons, for album work. You know, it's kind of nice, you know, to switch.
Oh, so you're basically paying also with...
Yeah, like I would teach guitar, for example. I used to be a guitar teacher, and sometimes it's that money. I would say, if you want to do some art for me, I will give you guitar lessons for like 3-4 weeks. So then it works out, you know, and then they can show me ideas, what they've done with their cameras. So, well, it's kind of nice that Leipzig does that too. You know, and people are, if they're struggling with money, that they can do it other ways, you know, it's nice.
So that's the atmosphere over there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
to it. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's very, very cool, yeah.
And so you're going to go there in November and then finish the album there, or?
Yeah, that's the plan. The plan is to do a wee bit of touring, and then, but my main spot will be in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be saving money and trying to make an album, yeah.
That's you keep me posted on when it's done.
Yeah,
huh?
I will do indeed. I will.
So I'll play it, and we'll be hearing more of you later on.
Yeah.
During the show, we're gonna move over to our other guest again.
Hey.
Yeah, come on up, Lindsay. Or is it Lynn? Well, how do you actually pronounce it?
It's just Lindsay.
Yeah.
It's spelled with an A, but it's just Lindsay.
Lindsay, you got two more songs?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to do it alone this time because your friend was...
Yeah, these are some newer songs, so they're just solo for now.
Because you just got an album... Like not this year, but the year before.
Yeah, last fall my album came out, and that was kind of a big project for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, last summer or when it came out, I toured across the U.S. and did a lot of that. And
what was the name of the album again?
Crystalline.
Oh, yeah, Crystalline, yeah.
Yeah. So next year, probably I have a lot of songs, so I'll probably... I will.
You will.
Next year I'll be recording the next album.
That's good.
Yeah. So it always takes a while.
And this is these are songs from the
new album.
The new album,
potentially,
basically.
That doesn't exist yet. Yeah. So these are unreleased songs.
Mm-hmm. Right, what's the name of the song?
This one is called Indigo Dye.
All right.
I don't know if people know what indigo dyeing is. It's a fabric dyeing process.
The blue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Biding my time. I watch from the window where you've gone, ironing your clothes with her. How do you live that way? Fresh pressed white sheets hung to dry on the line.
shining through the blue. And I left the room when I left you. That's what ties me to you. I long to feel a little more, and I long for you to feel remorse. How do you live? How do you live? Indigo dye, sun shining through the blue, and I left the room when I left you. Everything fades away like lace on a hem. All those sayings etched in my blood, my eyes have seen the stones thrown like a dance, and I am catching them like rainbows I glow. Diamonds and gold at my feet, indigo dye, sun shining through the blue, and I left the room when I left you.
Nice. It's good. You like it. Yeah, let's do another one.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the name of the song?
This one is called Waves.
Waves. And what is it about?
It's hard for me to talk about what my songs are about. Because I feel like not super straightforward necessarily. But I guess this song is about
what happened when you wrote the song?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Songs just kind of filter in. I guess this song is a little bit about like the sort of up and down unhealthy relationship pattern. Kind of, I guess, like coming out of that place and like seeing it more clearly.
So relationships or unhealthy, did you say unhealthy relationships?
Yes, unhealthy relationships.
And
I think there's like a lot of nature that also like filters into my writing. So I kind of like write through those images a lot.
Yeah.
I guess actually now I was at the coast. There's a little trailer It sounds very weird. It's like this sort of cool, creative place where they have like these restored, it's like a restored trailer park, and there's also this lodge, and it's in Washington, and they do like artist residencies there.
Nice. So you can see the whales and stuff.
I guess, I think I was there when I wrote it, and so there's some like, ocean imagery in it, and I've actually, written a lot of my songs out there. It's close to where I live in Portland, and it's a nice place. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Like a shadow, you move. Like waves that are always blue. Time held me close in my place.
Stuff. Thank you. Well, thank you, Lindsay, for being on the show.
Thanks
and
for having me.
Yeah, stick around a little bit for a photo. We're gonna move to our other guest. We got Luke Watterson still from Alkmaar.
From Alkmaar.
Yeah. And let's see what songs you want to play for us.
Ooh. The thing is, music quite loud.
Sorry?
So
my style of music is usually a lot louder, but
I
had to soften it. Yeah.
Oh, you softened it for the studio?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You don't need to do that. I mean, it's still acoustic.
No, it's okay. The next song's a bit more heavier, but okay. It's totally fine. But
yeah, got all kinds of music.
I saw a few songwriter nights, and one I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everyone was really soft.
Right.
And then I went on. I was like, yeah, you know. And then everyone
this
was
is
like,
great. Oh. You know, so yeah, they love it. Yeah, it's just a pity I wasn't there.
Oh, man, yeah, that would be nice, yeah.
Well, next time I'll be there.
Definitely, I'll be back and forth, so.
All right, good.
Oh, I should probably name this song, shouldn't I?
Yeah, if you want to.
This one's called Fox and the Hind.
All right.
Cheers, thank you.
Woo, 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 woo.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for that. I just got a note from the lady that I think there's someone else who wants to use the studio.
Of course.
So I think we're going to have to leave it with this. But anytime you're back.
Yeah, definitely.
Just come on in, before. We'll do another one.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And I want to thank both you, Luke, and Lindsay and your friend. What's the name? Hadanas. No. Oh yeah. Sorry. Again. Oh yeah, Foxtail Tales. Wanna thank you for being on the show as well, and hope to see you again with your own music. So thanks a lot, everybody, and see you next week. Bye bye.
So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, Songwriters Guild Live. This is I think this is the first time I'm doing this through Skype. Normally okay. we have you in the studio, but we couldn't make it. You were already out of the country by the time I got around to inviting you.
Yeah.
So you're back in LA, I believe.
Yeah, back in LA.
Okay, cool. And so yeah, we're talking to Will Key. Is that the way to pronounce
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Will Key. And you're a soul R&B artist from LA.
Yep.
And you're busy with recording an album, which is quite special, I believe.
Yeah, we're doing Globetrotter Side B. And...
Yeah, because you've done Side A, and this is the second endeavor.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so this project is special because we're actually recording each song in a different country of the globe. So with Globetrotter Side A, we did it the same way, and it was so much fun we had to do it again. So this time we're doing different countries and involving, you know, more people. And mm-hmm. it's been great so far, man. We've done... London and Paris and Amsterdam and Berlin and also Brussels. And coming up, we've got Australia and Africa.
Really? So it's not just Europe?
Not just Europe, no.
And where in Africa are you going?
We're going to Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria.
Right. Never been there. Ah.
Yeah.
That must be awesome. So you are... Obviously, you're a songwriter. This is a songwriter show.
Yes.
So these are basically, what's it called? Like, co-writes. You're co-writing with other people, right?
Sometimes, yeah. On this project, not as much co-writing. I'm doing most of the writing myself, but I do. There's a lot of artist appearances. So there's guest artists on the track, but most of the writing I'm doing myself.
Okay, so you have you make use of the musicianship of other people.
Yes.
And so do you bring a band along when you're recording?
Yeah, sometimes for this project, most of the time the band is already there. So
right.
Like when we did London, the band was musicians that were already in London.
Yeah, exactly. So you're Every different city, you have a different band.
Right, different band or different artist or a different performer, yeah.
So are you saying that you're also not the main vocalist on the song?
I am definitely the main vocalist on most of the songs. And mm-hmm. so some of the people that are guesting, they're doing like a cameo. There's a couple of songs where it's a duo, so we're kind of co-leading. But
yeah.
I'm definitely the featured artist on the project.
Well, thanks a lot for this. And thanks for carving out some time out of your busy schedule.
And thanks so much for having me, man. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Will.
Cool.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.